Sometimes you gotta enjoy life water for what it is. Life water. Those memories, just like our blood cells. But the thing is, vibration and frequency doesn't allow us to tune in to the memories like we're supposed to tune into ourselves and the environment that's exposed around us. We miss that sometimes. But learning acronyms for me is becoming a very insightful thing. The most recent discovery for me, Earth, you know, this big ass illusionary pleasure center we live on. Well, it has a very unique acronym for those who are more in tuned and aware and enlightened. E-A-R-T-H. Educational Avatar Reality Training Habitat. Let that sink in for a second. Educational Avatar Reality Training Habitat. Earth. Now, when you realize this, and you realize sometimes you can always disconnect the lucid dreaming, astral projection, meditation, and get a sense of perception, like, hey, I wonder why I felt like a matrix in a sequence. Because that matrix kind of sense is fucking real kind of sense. But to each their own. Knowing that Earth is an acronym, and prior to that, I knew about life being an acronym because I'm just a philosopher in my own. And I came to a pretty solid conclusion. Life. Everyone has their own contents in which to use the word life. You live life to the fullest, enjoy life, love life. Some people have a negative perspective. Oh, I dislike life, I hate life, fuck life. Once again, to each their own. I, for one, am more of a passionate, life-embracing individual that's been able to sense people's energy, life force, frequency, and a couple other things, depending on how close you are to me. But life, L-I-F-E. Life is for experience. The more experience you gain, the more perspective you attain. So when you look at life in that sense, you begin to realize all experiences are just experiences for you to get perspective. Now, perspective of what exactly? Well, get perspective of things around you for those who are more, you know, outward looking. Or you can get perspective of what's inside yourself. Again, to each their own. Now I can go way, way into detail into each of these opportunities, just depending on the person. But that's something, that's something anyone can just, you know, let me know later. Moving forward. So life. When you look at life that way, and you look at the patterns or the consistent things that might have happened up until this point, or points of view until this point, where is the perspective lie? And where is the insight gain? Because if something keeps happening over and over, there has to be something that's being introduced to see if something new is going to come out of it. Otherwise, if you already knew what was going to be the outcome, why do it? You know, live and learn or don't live at all. Sorry to put it that way. Now, this is just me and my perspectives and how I just take in things around me. I don't feel like there is a necessary commitment to anyone to have to embrace or tolerate negativity, negative energy, a lack of perspective and looking at someone else's vulnerability. How about that? So, given that, this is why I personally allow only a select amount of you just to get close enough to me to hear the same thoughts I'm giving to you. Because sometimes it gets a little deep and I can go off on a tangent. Like now, I just completely missed my turn to pick up this DoorDash order. So I gotta improvise. But that's cool, that's cool. I'm not worried about it. This is a good talk, this is a good talk. But yeah. So I'm embracing that more. Time. Oh, this is gonna be a good one. Time. What a such an illusionary concept that is, huh? But unfortunately, society has given us the systematic programming to believe that time is everything. Time is this, time is that. Well, guess what? Fuck time, and it's about time you realize that time is only an acronym. This time, I'm gonna tell you what time really means to me, and you might eventually see the perspective of time being irrelevant, but relevant in a positive way. Time. T-I-M-E. Right after this message, it will be, because I have to go inside the store and pick up this damn delivery. Excuse me. Sometimes pretty fucking cool when I get to pick up two orders for the same person. I don't have to go to two fucking stupid ass places. Damn, it sucks when I run out of water. So, time, once again, T-I-M-E, take in moments everywhere. Now, when you take in moments everywhere, I feel that not only are we gaining just perspective, even of tiny things of our environment, but if you get to have a more of a sense of awareness, you can gain perspective of things that you take note of, or things that make you feel a certain way with visual acknowledgement and or just the opportunity to observe, whether it be people's interactions, whether it be animal interactions, nature, actual nature in itself, by getting close enough to touch it, because, you know, some people are so damn disconnected with themselves, they don't want to touch a piece of grass. What the fuck? Anyways, tangent, sorry. But, you know, things of that nature. Just get out and take in moments everywhere. So that way your insight in those small moments allow you to see how something small, like seeing a hummingbird for once, or, you know, watching a dog take a shit. Fuck. Just get out and enjoy and embrace the small moments. You know, close your eyes and hear people's conversation, not in a negative way, but put yourself in their position. Or hear a child's laughter, or, you know what I'm saying, two cats fighting. I don't give a fuck, just take in those moments and acknowledge them for what they are, to have a more centered sense of awareness in the smallest place, in the smallest way. You never know. Your perspective might change the next day, how you look at things. But yes, take in moments everywhere, time. So that's one of the introductions I would like to get people to realize that life is really is about fucking perspective. And if we have the opportunity to share more insight on things we have in common just based on perspectives, we'd be able to build things that are unimaginable. Not just relations, not just foundations, but empire, legacies. Make our communities come together and learn about things that we didn't learn ourselves. We were all mistaught. We were all misguided. We were all fucking a lot of things. But those misses can always turn into something more. You know, every negative thing can be a positive way to exceed and transcend who we once were and look at who we are to see that the days ahead of us makes us more clearly to who we can be. But, I mean, shit. We only have so many points of perspective on certain opportunities, insight like that. So sometimes the road or the situation or the different variables to the equation can be different, difficult. Sometimes you feel like you're by yourself and the simple words like, I need help, can never be heard or understood. No one likes to feel vulnerable when you don't really know who's there for you. And you think everyone's really there for all good. But that's a tangent. I need some more water. Oh, that's just getting ridiculous. But this is just more or less me having phone conversations with myself. I like to express myself like this. A lot of the times I do it in my head. And sometimes it goes off track. It can go from one place to another, and who knew from there and back. But that's okay. It's delightful, isn't it? Because we all have our little moments where we feel like, you know what? I may sound crazy to someone else, but I'm pretty sure someone else knows that it's just crazy because you don't sound this way. Sorry. Not really. Anyways, moving forward. Perspective, unfortunately, has been fucked up with media and society. There's no way to look at that differently. From my history, being fucked up, or how far as being untold, you know, it'd be great, it'd be amazing, it'd be fantastic, it'd be phenomenal, it'd be so harmonistic to just have people tell a story for the facts and the realities of what really happened. Or give down history from the perspectives of everyone so you can give your own inside opinion. But it's not really about a system of control, it's the fact that people don't want to acknowledge where they're wrong and be like, you know what, you're right. This and that did happen, this and that did take place. But from there, this is how I elevated, and this is how I transcended from that to something better, to where I can be appreciated and appraised, not dismissed and hazed. But again, some people got their heads too far up their own ass to think it's a hat, and the only shit they hear is what they put out at. And they cheeks be hella tight. But, I mean, sometimes I can say some shit and that's a problem. But I mean, I get a little vulnerable sometimes when I talk about certain subjects. Anyways, I'm here to pick up the next order and we move on to the next lesson. This is about to get really interesting. Alright. So apparently they're doing construction on the inside of this place, and I couldn't pay attention enough to see that all the damn windows are like bagged and plastered up like some kind of zombie fucking apocalypse. And yeah, the inside looks like shit, but apparently the drive-thru is open. So I'm gonna do the next obvious thing. Go to the drive-thru. Brought to you by, I didn't see it coming until I was there humming. Why is the door locked? Wow, they totally just ate that curb. And this is how we do it where I'm from. My driving skills are better than yours. You can make anything look good when you do it confidently. As we sit in this lovely line for the drive-thru, over here, a hefty burger. Hopefully this burger is hefty and warm, otherwise I shall be heftily disappointed. Hey, but they did, so one bacon cheese combo, one double cheese combo, and four ranches. Oh, what a Diet Coke. If those two burgers are for one person, there's no need for the Diet Coke, fat ass. There gotta be some more water around here. Oh! Alright. Damn. So, I'm probably gonna wind up watching some random fucking TikToks in the meantime, just sitting here waiting like a motherfucker. Or I can play some Pocket Tanks, or I can watch these motherfuckers try to back up out of the drive-thru and get me to back up too. This is getting ridiculous. What is going on here? Okay, well, it seems like they're taking too long, and probably only one person in there cooking and taking orders and the whole shit. But hey, you know, the process of elimination, if he's gonna leave because it's taking too long and he leaves all the way too, then I'll be the next person in line if the order's already done for DoorDash. Boom! Sweetness. Right, what the fuck? Oh. Oh shit. I got a DoorDash pick up. Alright. Sounds good to me.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, shit.
Sometimes I have the most random thoughts and I just forget to announce it. When I do announce it, I don't really know where to start from. So I'm just going to let that one go. Oh, no, don't do that.
What were people who keep doing? Watching in a mad panic. What was she doing? Reluna! She yelled back.
That was my audiobook, sorry.
Tell me, I like the most chillest people. You mind your business, you stay out the way, you're not in no drama. You know, you protect your peace. Do you ever notice that when people don't have nothing to say about you because they don't know you, because you don't give yourself out to them as much, they will make up anything about you in order to throw you off your square? Because they don't understand how you can protect your peace and not give a fuck about drama. It's weird, right? They will make up rumors and things about you and say, oh, I heard this, or this person did this, or you know they did that. And people will sometimes believe, and they're so quick to believe something negative about you and have no knowledge of who you are. And it makes you think you'll believe anything, because if somebody can tell you about something about...
That's fucked up, because those who don't fall for something well, those who don't stand for something will fall for anything, okay? That's how I was once told. And if you definitely don't stand for yourself, then you won't stand for no one else. And so yeah, sometimes I watch little random videos like this and I just pick up little tidbits of this reminiscent knowledge. And it should just be, it'd be nice. It'd be nice. Now here we are back in the drive-thru, you know, get this order going.
I get to leave.
No. I don't know why I cut something by itself every time I switch apps.
I had an order?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Alicia?
Okay.
What? There's too many things going on right now. What the fuck? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Do you have a cup holder?
Yeah.
Usually I don't like picking confirming a pickup order before I actually have it picked up, but you know, it's cool. It's cool. To each own. Thank you.
There we go.
You as well. So there's one thing I don't like is having food inside my fucking car. And not happening. So I'm gonna pull over real quick and put this shit where it belongs. I don't even fuck where I have to go. That shit's not sitting in the front seat. Smell like hella onions and whatever else in the damn back. That's what I don't do. Have my car smell like ass body odor or old ass food. Alright, let me get this shit up out of here. That's a negative. to say some shit.
I'm gonna take a piss all day, the sucks.
Busy right now. It keeps my eye, so what? We can go do this properly, because I don't like having food in my car. That shit is just, feels weird. Smells even worse. Oh, this motherfucker's around the corner. What? Say less. So what happened? What happened over there? Oh, I got stuck. I had the food in my car, and I don't drive with food in my car. I'm dead ass serious. I'll put that shit smooth in the trunk. Why? Just because. Damn. Oh, this looks awfully familiar. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Building supervisor fitness and then backside top floor. Excuse me. Building to the what? To the right of the fitness center? Oh, well, okay, I can do that. When the shit's right in front of my face, it should sit on the back side, though. Let's see how this goes. Oh, here we go. Fun fact, when it comes to reading directions, sometimes you got to read them from the other person's point of view. Oops. So, well, at least the guy was cool. And some of these places, they look like mirror images, and the numbers are not so visible. So yeah, I went to the wrong one. It's all to the good. All to the good. But the people were cool, everything I'd done. Yada yada yada, gotta go home and take a piss. That's the bottom line. Whew. Jeez. Eek. Like when you have to be, everything seems like it's impatiently going hella slowly, cause I have to be hella bad and they don't. Fuck. You know, having a sense of humor and sometimes a dark sense of humor, it can be really, really difficult. Because there's a little duality that I have. And sometimes when I see something, I'll think the most fucked up shit. But at the same time, I would flip it to something positive, you know? It's like, oh, they're trying. I'm taking the freeway, fuck this shit. I'm in more of a hurry than you are. Yes, take a little right turn here. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. This is not good. Oh, this is gonna be great. This is gonna be something pleasant for you and me. Don't you think that I'm not thinking of you? Yes, baby, there's no one above you, baby. Oh, how I wish this light would turn green. That'd be nice. Oh, I guess it is nice. Thank you. Stopping at Safeway after the fact I use the restroom, because this cotton mouth I've been feeling right now is not appealing. It's gonna sound like I'm trying to pull apart two sticky pads every time I talk. This is fun. We're all just cruising at the below the speed limit, and here we go. Pleasant. That's great. You know, it says 65, and you do 53. Well, I'm not doing that. This is why they make signals. If you don't see it when I get over, that's on you. All right, enough of that. Signal properly. I get annoyed when people use a signal and don't use it properly. Case in point, when you use it properly, there's a small technique that some people don't remember from the DMV. Some people haven't even heard of it. That's the sad part. Simple. Acronyms again. Haha, yay, another lesson. SMOG. S-M-O-G. Signal. Mirror. Over your shoulder, gas. All right, let's break it down. First things first, before you want to get into the next lane on either left or right side of you, you always want to, what? Yes, of course, fuck yes, signal. Ta-da, click, 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 signal. And next, check your mirrors, yes. You look over your shoulder, just in case you don't have that blind spot detection, you're kind of old school, don't worry about that. If you do, you do, you don't, you don't. And then you give a little bit of gas. Enough gas to either A, increase speed to gradually and get into the next lane, or B, just get the fuck over. And that's how you smog. Thank you. So, when you use a signal, it actually saves lives. Yes. Brought to you by, if you care about someone else, great. If you care about yourself, even fucking better. If you don't care about no one, why are you here? We have no need for negative energy. So 1 + 1 equals many possibilities. 1 + 0, and if you have no energy, why would I want you around, Mr. Zero? Anything times 0 equals 0, so I'm not giving you shit. thinking you might use it for fertilizer. Wait, you won't, because that's making something out of nothing, and you like zero. Oh, I gotta piss. Fuck.
Time of my life, watching people run the red light and break traction too, just to get in front of me and you.
Fuck dicks. You get 0 points for your driving effort today, you fucking dick. Sorry, I get a little outspoken with my moments of people and their incompetence of driving. The handbook is meant to be read, not just for a coffee mug or coffee placeholder. What are those things called again? Coasters. Haha. I will say this much. Living downtown, there's always something interesting to see. But you have to get your phone out from front of your face to realize all those lovely possibilities. Especially if you are like third eye in tune. Oh man, you can put your own fucking scenarios or put your own vocals to scenarios of people interacting from any distance. And if you're really good at reading body language, you can tell when a date is going horrible. Oh shit, drunk like. All right, we're gonna go around this way. All right, yep. Just keep pedaling, I'm looking at your phone. Just keep pedaling, I'm going on. Peace. Alright. Oh, this is gonna get good fast. So what I just thought about doing right now, because it's all audio and I think it'd just be so hilarious to hear. You guys may be going to the restroom with me any other time I leave you guys in the car, but today, at this very lovely day, you get to hear the sound of a masculine waterfall. Isn't that just like surround sound pissy audio to your ears? Can these motherfuckers push a button across the street, please? God, jeez. You better not pull out. That's why the front of your car is already fucked up. Alright, as we signal to get over, and some people don't know how to push a button to signal across the street properly, that's okay. That's okay. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Thank you. Oh, you guys are standing there. Did not see you standing there. Cause it just looked like two garden gnomes. I shouldn't have said that, because now I have to describe what I just saw. Oh, you guys are delayed to walk across the street. I'll be cool. I'll be cool. I'll be cool. Ha 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 We are arriving to my humble abode. I hope your ears are tingling with the sensation you're about to hear next.
Anyway, enough of that.
Alright, here we go.
Oh, shit's time to get the cops.